Like Mr. Clutter, the young man breakfasting in a cafe called the Little Jewel never drank coffee. He preferred root beer. 3 aspirin, cold root beer, and a chain of Pall Mall cigarettes. That was his notion of a proper chowdown. Sipping and smoking, he studied a map spread on the counter before him, a Phillips 66 map of Mexico. But it was difficult to concentrate, for he was expecting a friend, and the friend was late. He looked out a window at the silent small-town street, a street he had never seen until yesterday. Still no sign of Dick. But he was sure to show up. After all, the purpose of their meeting was Dick's idea, his score. And when it was settled, Mexico. The map was ragged, so thumbed that it had grown as supple as a piece of chamois. Around the corner, in his room at the hotel where he was staying, were hundreds more like it. Worn maps of every state in the Union, every Canadian province, every South American country. For the young man was an incessant conceiver of voyages, not a few of which he had actually taken. To Alaska, to Hawaii and Japan, to Hong Kong. Now, thanks to a letter, an invitation to a score, here he was, with all his worldly belongings. 1 cardboard suitcase, a guitar, and 2 big boxes of books and maps and songs, poems and old letters, weighing a quarter of a ton. Dick's face when he saw those boxes. "Christ, Perry, you carry that junk everywhere?" And Perry had said, "What junk? One of them books cost me $30. Here he was in little Olathe, Kansas. Kind of funny, if you thought about it. Imagine being back in Kansas, when only 4 months ago he had sworn, first to the state parole board, then to himself, that he would never set foot within its boundaries again. Well, it wasn't for long. Ink-circled names populated the map. Cozumel, an island off the coast of Yucatan, where, so he had read in a men's magazine, you could shed your clothes, put on a relaxed grin, live like a Raja, and have all the women you want for $50 a month. From the same article, he had memorized other appealing statements. Cozumel is a holdout against social, economic, and political pressure. No official pushes any private person around on this island. And every year, flights of parrots come over from the mainland to lay their eggs. Acapulco connoted deep-sea fishing, casinos, anxious rich women. And Sierra Madre meant gold, meant Treasure of the Sierra Madre, a movie he had seen 8 times. It was Bogart's best picture, but the old guy who played the prospector, the one who reminded Perry of his father, was terrific too. Walter Houston. Yes, and what he had told Dick was true. He did know the ins and outs of hunting gold, having been taught them by his father, who was a professional prospector. So why shouldn't they, the two of them, buy a pair of pack horses and try their luck in the Sierra Madre? But Dick, the practical Dick, had said, "Whoa, honey, whoa. I seen that show. Ends up everybody nuts. On account of fever and bloodsuckers. Mean conditions all around." Then when they got the gold, remember, a big wind came along and blew it all away?